We're reading from the study of the Ten Tefillot, Volume 3, Part 8, page Taf Resh Lamed Tet, Item 43, Mem Gimel, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions during the question at Kav.tv. Selected questions will be heard during the lesson. Item 43, the words of the Ari. Now you know the reason to what has become known and clarified, that all the Bechinot Nehi of any Partsuf from the Partsufim always come as supplements, not as the core. This is why they are considered outside the Guf. The reason is that in the Rosh of the Partsufim of Atzilut, which is Arech Anpin, where all the other Partsufim of Atzilut clothe and hold, its Nehi have nothing to rely on it in Atik Yomin. This is because only the seven of Atik close the first seven, the Arech Anpin, and there is only an illumination, He'ara, in Nehi the Arech Anpin, which stem from Yesod the Atik and expand in them. For that reason, this whole issue continues in every Nehi of all the other parts of him. Again, item 43. Now you know the reason to what has become known and clarified, that all the Bechinot Nehi of any Partsuf from the Partsufim always come as supplements, not as the core. This is why they are considered outside the Guf. The reason is that in the Rosh of the Partsufim of Atzilut, which is Arech Anpin, where all the other Partsufim of Atzilut clothe and hold on to, its Nehi have nothing to rely on it in Atik Yomin. This is because only the seven Deatik clothe the first seven de Arech Anpin, and there is only an illumination, He'ara, in Nehi de Arech Anpin, which stem from Yesod the Atik and expand in them. For that reason, this whole issue continues in every Nehi of all the other Partsufim.
Meaning the Nehi of each and every Partsuf has only a small illumination from the upper Partsuf that this low one clothes over. Yes?
Open me, inner light, item 43, the words of the Ari. Its Nehi have nothing to rely on in Atik Yomin. This is because only the seven Deati clothe the first seven Deari Chanpin. The words of Baal HaSulam. This means that the true Nehi Deatik, the Rosh Deatik, from its creation, which are at the degree of Keter, these Nehi do not clothe Deari Chanpin at all, but only from its Bechinat Guf, which are from the degree of Chochma, found in Chagat Deatik, which are Bechinat Zat Deatik. Since it is so, Arech Anpin itself, being Bechinat Keter de Nikudim, lacks Nehi de Kelim and Gar de Orot. This is so because its Gar are from a lower degree. And since Arech Anpin is considered the general Keter de Atzilut, and it lacks its Gar, hence all the degrees descending after it are found to be lacking Nehi de Kelim and Gar de Orot. This is so because the Gar of each of them is Gar of its inferior degree, and its own Gar are missing from it, as we have explained regarding Arech Anpin. It is written, all the Bechinot Nehi of any Partsuf from the Partsufim always come as supplements, not as the core. This is so because the Partsuf does not acquire its own Nehi unless by joining and incorporating with the upper one to a single Partsuf. As we have explained regarding Arech Anpin, becoming one Partsuf with Atik by the man, the Abba Ve'ima, that it received. This illumination is considered as an addition, not as the core of the Partsuf, but rising and falling, as we will write below.
Meaning there is a limitation here, a clear limitation for all the Partsufim of Atzilut, that are all emerging without the support of the upper Partsuf, the more inner Partsuf in its Nehi. Now, we need to scrutinize yet, what is his Nehi? Are they Sefirot or are they returning light, what we spoke yesterday? That the upper one pass on to the lower one. And in general, what does Hitlabshut, clothing of the lower one over the upper one, means? What is he clothed over? What does he attain? What does he attain? The upper one's structure, its form of bestowal. What does it mean to be clothed? Let's think about it. But the main thing here is, he says in the letter, there isn't any, for there is no Patsuf acquires own Nehi, other than by its joining and integration with the upper one into one Patsuf. This is very important. Meaning, no Patsuf as a Nehi, and he is the main his main kelim. So the same kelim he acquires only once connecting with the upper one into a single patsuf, integrated in him. Yes.
Adam Mem Dalet 44, the words of Dari. However, on another occasion, my teacher explained them to me more clearly in the following manner. It is known that every shah consists of three prakim, as mentioned in the Zohar. However, Yesod consists of Batu Prakim, being the Yesod and the Atara in it. Thus, the two upper Prakim, the Netzachod, the Atik, close the Chesed Gvura, the Arich Anpin. Netzach on the right, and Hod in Gvura, on the left line, Yesod in Tiferet, the Arich Anpin. And the two middle prakin, two middle joints, the Netzachot de Atik and Netzachot de Arich Anpin. Also, Ateret Yesod de Atik in Yesod de Arich Anpin, and Malchut de Atik in Malchut de Arich Anpin. Because a complete partsuf of Nukva must be made of it. For that reason, she took one complete measure. You find that the two bottom prakim, two bottom joints, the Netzachot, the Atik, remained below the entire Netzachot, the Arich Anpin, and remained uncovered.
We remember where the problem is. The problem in general is understood, because the upper Partsuf has Rosh Toch Sof. A lower Partsuf has Rosh Toch Sof. If the Rosh of the upper one is revealed, then in the upper one remain Toch and Sof for the clothing of the lower one. Correct? Everyone is looking at me. Everyone understand? Who doesn't? In your honor, I'll draw it. Okay? It's very good you said you don't. Why don't I have a... Alright. I don't have the matrix here. Alright, in the world of Adam Kadmon, we learn that from Pef, the upper one, Patsuf come and clothes over the lower one. This is Rosh. Rosh. Here is also Rosh. And Rosh cloth over Chagat of the upper one. If it's Galgalta, we are saying, no, this is Chesed Gvuatif, Ered the Galgalta. And here is Netzachot Yesod Malchut. So how the Rosh of the upper one, of the lower one, sorry. Yeah. What is the clothing over? So already if we're about to examine what happens there in Gelgalta, we also remain with a certain question. What does Rosh of Ab's clothing over? Well, Gelgalta. Which corresponding b'chinot? In the world of Atzilut, we have much more pronounced problem. Because the following occurs. We have Atik. On top of Atik, Ari Hanpin has to clothe. Over. So on the one hand, we have Ari Hanpin clothing from Pede Atik, as usual, down to the Parsa. Atik reaches all the way till Siyum, conclusion. On the other hand, we are saying that there are many forms of clothing of the lower one over the upper one, just as we. Everyone is in different forms of connection with respect to the others. We are saying that, as a matter of fact, we have a partsuf that can be divided into Chabad Chagat Nehi. And that's in the upper one, and the lower one's clothing over it also in Chabad Chagat Nehi. So here comes the question. If this is the Rosh of the upper one over which the lower one cannot clothe, this is Chabad, here is Chagat, and here is Nehim. So how will the lower one clothe over the upper one? So Chabad of the Tachton, Tachton is lower one, clothed over Chagat of the Elyon, the upper one, everyone corresponding to its Sefira. Now Chagat of the lower one clothed over Nehi of the upper one, everyone over its own Sefira, and Nehi of the lower one, and Malchut also. What are they doing? Well, it says the following. They are receiving, nevertheless, illumination from the same Sefirot of Nehi, of the Elyon, upper one. Here we have further Malchut of the upper one, that passes also the illumination to Malchut of the lower one, of the Tachton. This is how it works. If we are talking specifically of Atik, and here is Ari Hanpin. Yes.
Olivier from France is asking how to clarify the difference between Nehi, which are Sfirot, and Nehi, which are reflected light.
Hold on, hold on. I ask the question, they start to add questions about it. Oh, all right. If I wouldn't have said, we'll scrutinize it. Everything in due time. Yes, Danny.
It's not so clear what this illumination is, because the fact that Chagat and Nehi are included together, I can get it, but this illumination, this is something not clear.
Look, the easiest is to say Sfira, clothing over Sfira. You don't know what a Sfira is? You're the one clothed over the other. Alright. And the cloth gluing on the outside, the hearing. Also that we don't interpret, and well, every question, every word here has brings about new discernments, which are not what we understand. Nevertheless, to start with, in the simple form, you see that we have Chabad Chagat Nehi of the upper one, Chabad Chagat Nehi of the lower one. The upper one's head never attained. So what the Tachton's head attains is the Chagat of the Elyon, of the upper one. The qualities of the goof of the Elyon that he seemingly performed, not his thoughts, rather his external actions. And also his external actions are what the Elyon reveals itself with respect to the Tachton. It's not that I discover him and then I attain whatever is in him. Of course not. Rather, to the extent that I am capable of matching myself to the upper one, to the Elyon, to the extent that I am devoted to Him, to the extent that no matter what I'll discover, it will not ruin for me, well, let's say, my thought about Him. Yes, our perception of Him. And I discover opposite things to myself. All of a sudden I discover in the upper one terrible forms. Just like that. According to my mind, this person is, I never thought of him like that. I thought he's a righteous. Suddenly revealed within, when I came close, so he's plain, then a bit stupid, then a bit not so, all kind of, later on I discovered the lying, falsehood, thief, all the things. Suddenly I begin to discover, and I see it. Because whoever is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than himself. I discover his desires. Now what am I doing about it? You hear, Victor? The answer is simple, to go above reason. What answer can there be? You will always discover in the upper one the opposite forms. First of all, you'll discover the Pharaoh in him. And then, by work above reason, you'll come from the degree of Pharaoh, or from the quality or the form of Pharaoh to the form of the Creator. Hence, what am I trying to say? The clothing of the Tachton of the Elyon is a very heavy, multi-layered term. Well, let's continue.
Adam Mem Dalet 44, Inner Light. The words of the Ari. Every show consists of three prakin in the heart. You find that the two bottom prakim, the Netzachot, the Attic, remained. The words of Baal HaSulam. The difference between the clothing of Nehi of the upper one to Mochin in the lower one has already been explained. The clothing of Nehi of the upper one, the Elyon, to Mochin in the Tachton, lower one, or in the progeny of the Tachton, means Nehi, the ten Sefirot, the Rosh. These are the same Nehi that completed the Rosh of the upper one, intense sefirot during their hitkalilut, incorporation, in the zivug of the Rosh of the upper one. However, the halbasha, the clothing of the lower one to the upper one, meaning to chagat nihi, the goof of the upper one, is because the lower one is always on the same degree with the goof of the upper one.
All right, again, but slowly. You see, you get an answer. Just a bit of patience.
So again, the difference between the clothing of Nehi of the upper one to Mochin in the lower one has already been explained. The clothing of Nehi of the upper one to Mochin in the lower one, or in the progeny, or the son of the lower one, means Nehi of the ten Sefirot de Rosh. These are the same Nehi that completed the Rosh of the upper one in ten Sefirot, during their hitkalelut, incorporation in the zivug of the Rosh of the Elyon, the upper one. However, the clothing of the Tachton to the Elyon, of the lower one to the upper one, meaning to Chagat Nihi of the goof of the upper one, is because the lower one is always on the same degree with the goof of the upper one.
Next.
Now you can see that the two rumors brought here in the name of Dari do not contradict each other whatsoever. He says above that Nehi the Atik only clothed in Chagat the Arichanpin, and not at all in Nehi. But only an illumination emerges from Yesod the Atik and expands in Nehi. This refers to the Bechinat clothing of Nehi the Atik to Mochin in Chagat the Arichanpin for the Rosh the Abba V'ima that clothes those Chagat. He also says here that Nehi De'atik clothes also Nehi De'arichanpin, as in Chagat De'arichanpin, where the upper thirds clothe in Chagat De'arichanpin, and the middle thirds clothe Nehi De'arichanpin. This relates to the clothing of the lower one over the upper one, which certainly closes up to the siyum of the upper one, meaning through the end of Atzilut, since all the potsufim of Atzilut end equally. It turns out that even the Nehi of the lower one necessarily closes some of the Nehi of the upper one. Again, now you can see that the two rumors brought here in the name of the Ari do not contradict each other whatsoever. He says above that Nehi De'atik only clothes Chagat De'arichanpin and not at all Nehi, but only an illumination emerges from Yesod De'atik and expands in Nehi. This refers to the clothing of Nehi De'atik to Mochin in Chagat De'arichanpin, for the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima that clothes those Chagat.
Meaning there are few forms of the bestowal of the Elyon to the Tachton, because here he says Atik and Arichanpin, it's clear to us that they're clothing. However, afterwards comes another Patsuf called Abba and Ima. Yes? Abba and Ima. It also needs to receive a special illumination. So how will Nehi De'atik through Chagat De'arichanpin give illumination to Rosh of Abba and Ima? And how are they giving also through Ma some illumination to the goof of Abba and Ima? This is what he's talking about right now. So Atik, he needs to think both of Arichanpin and Abba and Ima. Hence, and this is what we are talking about, how are its bestowals shared or divided towards those parts. First of all, it has a problem how to give from his Nehi bestowal to Chagat the Arichanpin and Nehi the Arichanpin. Afterwards, to give to Rosh of Abba De'ima and Guf of Abba Nima. Therefore, these Nehi are the origin of many actions. And you shouldn't get confused. Every time it's different. And at once, he bestows to everyone. This is what he's talking about. But that you understand that the two rumors brought here in the name of the Ari do not contradict each other whatsoever. He says above that Nehi De'atik only clothed in Chagat De'arichanpin and not at all in Nehi De'arichanpin. But only Hera, illumination emerges from Yesod De'atik and expands in Nehi De'arichanpin. This refers only to the Bechinat Labshut Nehi De'atik to Mochin in Chagat De'arichanpin, for the Rosh of Abba and Ima that clothed Chagat in Arichanpin. He also says here that Nehi De'atik clothed also Nehi De'arichanpin. How could they be Nehi Nehi? After all, they are in two different degrees, levels, as in the diagram. Again, he also says here that Nehi De'atik clothed here also Nehi De'arichanpin, as in Chagat De'arichanpin, where the upper third is clothed in Chagat De'arichanpin and the middle third clothed in Nehi De'arichanpin. This rumor relates to Bchinat Albasha, clothing of the Tachton, the low one over the Elyon, the upper one, which is Arichanpin, the way it's clothed, Atik, which certainly clothe up to assume the conclusion of the Elyon, meaning through the end of his Atzilut. Since all the parts of him of Atzilut ends equally, it turns out that even Nehide Tachton necessarily clothe some of Nehide Elyon. You see, all of a sudden he says that all the parts of him of Atzilut concludes equally over the Parsa. So if they conclude equally, well, obviously by that, in such way, if we're speaking, Nehide Archanpin grabs something of Nehide Atik. Check out how many variations there are. Yeah? Different variations. None contradict the other. Like in life. Next.
However, we have said above that it speaks of Bechinat Itlapshut, clothing of Nehi, of the upper one, as Mochin. It is certain that Nehi the Atik are clothed only in Chagat, for the illumination of Mochin, the Abba v'Ima, which they clothe there. Yet, Nehi the Atik are not at all related to Nehi the Arich Anpin, were zon clothed to clothe in them for the illumination of Mochin.
Meaning how many types of Nehi there are in the Patsufim, which is a term. Nehi is returning light, Nehi is Mochin of the Elyon, Nehi for the low ones, for the Tachton, Nehi is for them to clothe over and be supported by it. Many types, meaning the term of Nehi. In spirituality, there's no such thing that I point at something and say, well, this is it, X. Because in spirituality, everything is terms, everything is qualities, discernments. It's everything is... everything is an opinion. It's not a concrete object. It's kind of an approach, let's say. A quality, illumination. Hence, and the names are very as if the kli. What is a kli? A vessel. We start to understand that the vessel is a special state, all inclusive, that integrated of many conditions, that enables the desire to receive. The ability to be a vessel for the revelation of the Creator. What is the Creator? The vessel that is at certain special states is called the Creator. The phenomenon that is revealed in it. Where is this phenomenon? Due to the Kli by itself produces this phenomenon. It's things that are quite different to our cross-cut, clear-cut, corporeal world. Nevertheless, it doesn't mean that spirituality is foggy. Rather, it is very accurate. Because in our world, we can't completely touch qualities, discernments of the internality of the matter. And spirituality refers to only refers to the inner qualities. So where are you?
This is because the Mochin, the Zon, come only by connecting Arich Anpin and Abba V'Ima and have only illumination from Bechinat Atik. This is the precision that the Ari makes above, that the essence of Nehid Atik in Chagat the Arich Anpin, as mentioned, and that too is because Chagat the Arich Anpin later became Mochin in the first three, the Abba V'Ima. Hence, their illumination is primarily in Chagat the Arich Anpin to shine for Mochei Abba V'Ima. Afterwards, Or came out alone from Yesod the Atik and expanded in Nehi the Arich Anpin. Again, Atzmut Nehi the Atik in Chagat the Arich Anpin, as mentioned, and that too is because Chagat the Arich Anpin later became Mochin in the first three, the Abba and Ima.
Meaning Atik does not belong certain touch zone, rather a potential illumination that clothing Arichampin reaches Abanima and effect zone in a very kind of a indirect manner. Meaning zone eventually, most definitely, at the end of correction, attains the degree of Atik. Nevertheless, Arichampin, after all the corrections, it also occurs in Atik. However, hence, they have also preparation due to this concealed illumination. Yes, who's among us?
He uses here a lot the word expanding and clothing. What's the difference between the two?
That too is... Well, each one of them have many discernments. Hitlabshut, clothing, put it simple, means attainment. I'm clothing over something. I attain it. So it is important for us what the tachton, the low one, clothed over. So the rosh of the tachton, what is it clothing? Because clothing, again, it's attainment. Now, attainment, not that I attain the upper one, totally, rather attain its external appearance with respect to me. In this external appearance, the Elyon, the upper one, do all kind of exercises with me in order to prepare me for his show. And this is what now we are facing. The fact that the upper Patsuf is the Bore, creator, with respect to the lower one, he is called Bore. So he's constantly doing exercise with us. I'm feeling bad in life, all kind of problems, balagan, some mess, and whatever. And by that he prepared me. And I cannot justify him. On the one hand, I say, well, there's none else but him. Good and benevolent. Perfect. Complete. Whole. On the one hand. On the other hand, who brings all the evil, who brings the concealments and all these atrocities that are revealed in the world, in me and around me? Well, there's none else but him. So, how many facets of the appearance of the upper one with respect to me are they? We see that there are plenty. They're still vegetative animates speaking in the good and bad forms. There's I that constantly also establish me in an inner good and bad qualities, and I'm in between what it does in me and in them, and all this balagan that occurs, and in me there's only the point of scrutiny, that singular point that I need to determine. So how am I positioning myself with respect to the upper one that place this thing before me? Hence, he who understands that first and foremost, A, it is all in his favor for his advancement, B, that he begins to understand that he cannot grasp the upper one in his intellect because the upper one is on a higher degree, and on a higher degree means further bestowal to what is now. How do I come to that further bestowal? Those very same disturbances, the same desires, that all that's in the upper one, if I can justify him specifically, these discernments are the right ones in order to surpass them and reach bestowal. Meaning, in the same things, I cannot justify the upper one. I disagree with him. I'm incapable. It seems to me this and this and that. They are what is prepared for me to work with it in the opposite manner, because they are presented to me by the upper one so that I'll work with them. And by that, he is revealing himself as corrupted for me to surpass myself and cleave on to him as if he was corrected. Had the upper one, the Elyon, would reveal to me all his intensity, I would see hell. I would see huge, great corruptions. So every time he show a bit more, you see a small illumination come, thus he activates me. Yes.
Can we watch the previous drawing? The last one, the last drawing. I can hardly see anything on that screen.
Well, show him the diagram. What's going on?
Put it on the big screen.
Hold on. This diagram.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one?
Well, we can use it also.
No, no, hold on. Which one?
So the other one.
All right. The first one.
Yeah, the first one. When you're using, when you see all these appellations, Chagat Nehim, in all the Sefirot inside the degree, so when he's talking here about the clothing, when the clothing, Hitlapshut, applies, don't all the Sefirot disappear and it all becomes one unit?
You are right to the extent that there cannot be a perception of less than 10. Partsuf is perceived as whole. So what does it mean, as we are speaking here, that Chagat clothed Nehi as if Nehi has nothing to rely on, they receive some illumination from the same Nehi of the Elyon. Every Hitlabshut, clothing of every aspect of the Elyon, also divides into 10 Sefirot. It is a complete term in and of itself, each and every clothing. How can we say it? Because through the qualities I grasp in you, through that I can talk about you. Yes. Because if I grasp, there must be 10 in there.
But you can speak about 10. If it's all, there's nothing to be said about it.
No, no, even prior. If I grasp it, I already grasp it's 10. Less than that, I don't identify. It disappears of my perception.
Exactly so. Now, when it expands, it's 100%. It's entirely complete. I have no perception in that. I have a perception in my emotion, let's say, but not in my intellect. That stays within. And now you're going to the next degree where you're going to attain the whole you're talking about once again. So the moment you have attained the degree, it disappears and you go on. And again, you discover 125. You have to discover. So obviously, at the end, everything disappears. There is no attainment in the whole. I'm asking you if attainment means
you are becoming whole.
Exactly so. You become whole, so you don't have any attainment in the Sefirot themselves.
It is devoid and detached from you because you come to a sensation that him and you are one.
Exactly so. Everything becomes one, so there's nothing to talk about.
The gap between him and I disappears and it becomes everything as one.
And then there is no reference to those degrees, as I've said in the beginning. So
yes,
this is
disappear.
What it means, clothing. Clothing means disappearing.
Well, we are talking our states prior to the end of correction, before everything joins together with Rav Pali Mekabtzel, the final accumulation. We are talking of actions that come gradually, and in total, these actions are added into the total account.
So what am I supposed to attain here? When you show me all that, what should it tell me? When you're showing me Chagat, Nehim, and all the Sefirot that you're showing me, why am I seeing it all for? Okay, I understand it's part of my correction, but how can it help me in my daily life for my spiritual perception when you show me all that? What should I understand from all that?
It's tough. I'm looking for example. Well, just again, as you're playing with a child and you're showing him something which is a small diminishment. It's a great diminishment of your vast degree. And you show him something simple, and he, with great effort, tried to understand and look at you. He looks at you and doesn't understand what you're trying to pass on to him. And until eventually you find some contact where there might be his clothing over you, meaning over the same form that you are trying to reach him through. What is he learning? If he can discern that he is clothing you and learning from you, then he already has the opportunity to turn to you. It depends on his age, say, in our world. He already comes to you and he is asking. He understands that you have much greater depth than what you explain to him, than how you appear to him. So he can come to you and ask for advancement. Hence, we are not receiving a specific, singular discernment. We wouldn't have grasped anything in it. We need to receive an array of discernments, the differences between them. And then we will understand to what extent the upper one is more complex than us. Then we will come to him with a demand for advancement. The work here, we must understand, isn't like with us. It is a work against the ego, against the desire to receive, that you're constantly feeling like, well, the opposite. Well, I don't want to elaborate further. Well, it's not
meaning above the reason. When we're talking about reason, we started the lesson with above reason, meaning I have to watch this lesson you're showing me and to believe in that in my intellect, not in my heart, that there is something here that can connect to the spiritual world. This is what above reason means. What is above reason? If I'm looking at it, then I don't see anything in it. So I have to think something above reason, and to believe in something that you're telling me, now you teach me that this is something that connects me to attain bestowal, where I'm not there at all.
Now, with you, we are learning certain elements called spirituals. I don't know what it is. It speaks of certain actions of bestowal, which I don't know what it is. Between certain patsufim that are called, which I don't know what they really mean, and I cannot imagine even the smallest term of what I'm studying now, meaning what we are now doing with you is speaking, say, Chinese, which we do not understand that Chinese, and we know nothing of what we're talking about. So obviously there is no connection here with understanding. To understand, to feel, rather why we're doing it, we are acting with it. If now you start to philosophizing about the Sefirot, I can ask you just like that, the simplest question about the Sefirot or Chagat Nehi or the Patsuf itself, and you'll see to what extent you're talking like kids that talk about something they've never seen. So the whole studying is only as a remedy, as a charm. However, due to discussing all those things, we are longing to reach the attainment, the clothing. No more than that? Guys, you're... Yes.
About the diagram. It seems as if Atik, that Nehim of Atik is above the Parsa. And if we look at the previous diagram, then Atik's Nehim are below the Parsa.
Correct. So what?
So what is the difference between these two Nehims?
It has a thousand extra forms of appearance with respect to the low one. Attic of the first restriction, attic of second restriction, attic with respect to Achanpin, attic with respect to Abenim, so what? I'm grandpa. So there's I with respect to myself, then I have kids. With respect to them, I'm so-and-so. With respect to my grandchildren, well, I can't just approach them. Only through kids. You're not a grandpa yet. You don't know, but usually this is how it works. There's kind of a transition, right? However, and say even grandchildren, the grandchildren. So there, if I want to reach someone, there's a certain path here I need to affect in order to reach them. So you can say, well, how many patsufimi has? How many forms of appearance does he have? Many. So what is that you're asking about? Attic of first restriction must be there because it will connect between the world of Atzilut and what's about the Tabu. Attic of second restriction must be because it is the Keter for the world of Atzilut. Now, Attic also has to be as the De Behema, the address of the beast. It has to give illumination of first restriction to everyone, nevertheless, so that first restriction would be within second restriction, as one at the end of once at the end of correction will count to first restriction. Also, as we see here, Atik must affect bestow Chagat, the Chanpin and Nehida Chanpin. How come he have all that? So it also has to be in his own Nehi. Nehi meaning Masach and reflected light in the Rosh of Atik. It has to also bestow upon Rosh Darichanpin. The Atik, Mochin to Mochin. I can't with my Rosh cloth over the goof of someone. I must receive from the Rosh of the upper one. However, how do I receive? I never cloth of the Rosh of the upper one. Correct, through the goof of the upper one, I cloth the Rosh. It is called from your actions, we know you. Sorry, correction, it was referring to illuminating to Rosh Darachanpin. So, there are many aspects. What are we thinking? It is kind of a mechanical or electric machine? These are all qualities. In total, this is what is called divinity, this network that governs all these things, being the creator that created the desire to receive and inserted himself into the desire to receive, and the desire to receive received that imprint or whatever you call it, received the form of the creator, meaning endless discernments and connections. And we are attaining only the desire to receive in its form that resembles the Creator. How do we attain? When we attain it, when we are Him. So do not relate to or refer to this spiritual machine as you are, as you do with a corporeal machine. Well, where are you?
Memhei 45.
All right, read it.
Adam 45, the words of the Ari. It is known that the raglaim of Arichanpin end at the sof ending of the world of Atzilut. Thus, these two Badam Prakin, the Netzachot, the Atik, in the world of Bria, are uncovered, without clothing. They join together and clothed in Malchut de Arichanpin. And there became two dadim to her, two other to her, on either side. This is the meaning of daday behema, the other of the beast, which are below the raglaim from which the melachim had descended in Bria, sacked before their place was corrected in Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima and Zon. Even after they were born, each and every Partsuf first descended there and sacked from them and then rose to their place.
Yes. Well, Next, again.
It is known that the raglaim of Arech Anpin end at the end, at the surf of the world of Atzilut. Thus, these two bottom prakin, the Netzach, Hod, the Attic, in the world of Bria, are uncovered without levush, without clothing. They join together and clothe in Malchut de Arech Anpin. And there became two the din to utter to her on either side of her. This is the meaning of the day Bema, the udder of the beast, which are below the raglaim, from which the Melachim that descended in Bria sacked from before their place was corrected in Abav, in Arech Anpin, Abav Ima, and Zon. Even after they were born, each and every partzuf, they first descended there and sacked from them, and then rose to their place.
We in our world do not see such phenomena. Let's see what it gives and why is it not available with in our case. We are going straight up to the Dei Adam, to Hagat, and here you need to go first to Nehi. What does it add? What is this necessity of obligation for this action? Any question before that? Yes.
I just wanted to make sure something about the mechanism. We're saying that Nehim of Arech Anpin clothed over Nehim the Attic, meaning it attains, it receives some attainment.
No. Oh, you're asking really, really nicely. I was thinking you're talking nonsense before and I didn't want to let you ask. Now I see that you're with me. You're asking really well. Meaning, look, I'm playing with you. Where the Nehi de Arech Anpin that are not clothing over Nehi de Attic, but receive illumination from there, is that considered that they are attaining Nehi de Attic? They aren't. That's the difference. To receive illumination from there or to clothe over it?
So what is this action then?
Chagat de Arech Anpin clothed Nehi de Attic. It means they attain. And Nehi de Arech Anpin, and clothing Nehi de Attic, rather only receiving illumination from their livelihood.
And we don't know what this illumination means yet, right?
We'll learn, but this is a nice question.
Now all these actions are being performed in the Rosh, right? In the Rosh of Arech Anpin.
It is obvious that all things must go through the Rosh, and through the Rosh we are feeling all the phenomena. Therefore, the question is followed. Just as in our world, I now put my hand over something and I attain. Who feels I'm feeling? Where am I feeling? In the hand? Not in the Rosh. What am I attaining? By the hand?
Through the Rosh and the eyes.
So what is the hand? Meaning versus the Rosh. In the Rosh there is a certain mechanism called the hand that with respect to Rosh is in action, not in intention, by which, by this mechanism, the Rosh receive the new discernments. Why can't we be just in Rashim, in the heads, so-called, for us to connect with one another? Yes? At the end of correction, we'll talk about that phenomenon one day. For the time being, we can't, because constantly we need to be in faith above reason. Always in the Rosh, above the deed. Guys, I'm tired. Well, okay.
Inner light, opening me.
Inner light 44?
45.
Oh, well, we won't make it. It's long. All right. No?
Why is there a relationship between the upper one and lower one in Atzilut?
where there isn't any relationship. What do you mean relationship between Elyon and Tachton? Without that relationship, how would I ascend? How would I correct myself? Malchut of Ein Sof, divide into endless number, numerous, endless number of parts of him. Say 125. And I need to ascend from the Tachton to the Elyon, as if climbing on a tree, constantly to equalize myself to all these parts of him, clothing over them.
But it's not like in Ak. We know the form of all the Partsufim in advance, because all the Reshimot, they rose to Rosh the Sag, and Sag gives birth to all the Partsufim of Atzilut.
No.
So we know in advance everything that's coming. How the lower half of the...
I don't understand what you're saying. Ask. You ask, what's the benefit of all these parts of him if it's all predetermined?
No, I'm asking how Dar the Abba and Gar the Ima is related to the lower half of Keter.
What lower half?
Arichanpin.
Gar the Abba and Dar the Ima?
Abba and Ima... Why didn't go straight to Attic? Why don't they close
clothing Attic directly?
Yeah.
Who are they clothed? Children's of?
Sag.
No, Arichanpin.
But we know in advance.
What do you know in advance?
The form of Abba Vima.
Of what mind do you know in advance?
Rosh the Sag.
Rosh the Sag, to it rose all the Reshimot, and it beget Attic, and Attic beget Arichanpin.
Ah.
Are you only hearing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, are there more such people here? Oh, I said it 1,000 times. Every upper patsuf beget the low one. How can there be? How can it be any other way? How can Sag beget? Maybe you heard the following. That all the patsufim, obviously Sag beget them, but it's clothed in Atik, beget Arichanpin. Clothed Atik in Arichanpin and beget Abenima. Maybe this is something you heard also. And it's also correct. Because the quality of Bina is what giving birth. In its achap, in its womb. It's all right, no matter as much as you learn, there'll always remain something unknown. No, never mind. Until we attain, we won't know it by name or word. These are just empty words, otherwise. All right? Well, other than you, there's nothing, so...
What happens when a person is on the path? A person is on a path. What happens physically or spiritually to those sefirot which you drew on this page? What happens in terms of chagat, nehi? Does anything happen there? Does anything move there? You know what I mean?
No.
What happens with that degree? I'm now drawing light. Okay, in the middle of the lesson, I'm drawing light. Does anything happen to these degrees in this diagram with respect to me?
In spirituality, there's no form. Rather, when you establishing by yourself or out of yourself a certain spiritual form, meaning a desire to receive the works in order to bestow, to the same manner that this desire work in order to bestow, with respect to you, you're receiving from the same world of Ein Sof, which is formless. You are receiving within you a certain form called worldly. In the world, there is I and 7 billions extra. In my world, there are all kind of forms of relationships, and through it, and furthermore with the upper force, there are the souls, there are Patsufim. It is all something I've established, formulated. And beside me, there is nothing. I can't say. Everything is within my vessel. So within your vessel, if you are in a state where you can talk about Atik, Arichanpin, what clothes, in what form, why this way, why that way, if you are that much of an investigator in your system and know and understand, then you write a book.
Meaning, there's not really Chagat Nehim, there's nothing, everything is in my sensation, it's all very technical, so when a person looks at it, what should he tell himself?
If you have it, you have it, and if you don't, you don't.
So they gave it a certain name according to the root and the branch, but it doesn't really exist. I have to attain it with my, by myself.
Doesn't exist. Nothing exists before you attain.
But even when I attain it, it doesn't exist.
No, you're carrying it within your kelim, towards you.
And then you give it names.
Hence, if you don't attain what's in the book, it doesn't exist.
So they invented a name for it, according to the root and the branch, so that you'll know what it means, and you have to attain it inside your feelings, right? That's it.
It is all with respect to what you attain, and isn't that one person?
Yeah, but this is not something technical.
What do you mean technical now, where you are, as if you're talking to me? This is also your attainment.
Obvious.
So you're also establishing me as if in a dialogue with me.
That's obvious.
So,
but the thing is that I'm looking at it and I'm telling myself they gave it names, and you have to transform it into yourself.
They gave us names, so in such way we will be able to connect. However, everything is with respect to men. There's nothing more than man itself. What? Clear? I don't believe that. I don't understand. You do.
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
עד שמלא השיעה בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו כי מתאמץ ושאף מים בכלי מדוקב לרבות מעל בצימונו כל שיגע בו אתמול פג נשרף לו הכל מחדש מתחיל עבודתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו אין לו מצב מאושר בעל ראש של אדם המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלא השיעה בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו